Hello and welcome to this week's You May or May Not Like It DC Rebirth Edition. It has been a couple of weeks, so we are going to do weeks 9, 10, and 11 for you today. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX, and I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at PureRockFury. Don't forget to check out ReviewAndRoast.com. Oh, yeah. There, Mike's looking at me. Never mind Pure Rock Fury. That would be Brian.
I mean, don't never mind him. He's still right. Part of the crew.
Right. Yeah. But Mike is actually at Review and Roast or at MikeMiro7, but he doesn't need two accounts, let's face it.
Nah.
So, don't forget to head to ReviewAndRoast.com. You can buy movie tickets there. We'll appreciate it. You'll get tickets without having to wait in line. I mean, win-win, folks. Let's do this. Do them in the order that Michael has put them in front of me. I'm assuming that we're starting in order of the weeks.
Correct. Yeah. That it's going to be
correct.
9, 10, 11.
Okay. So the first one on the list is Harley Quinn number one. This one, see, this one was a little bit of a problem for me only because I'm reading the current Harley Quinn stuff, but I'm a little bit behind because I'm reading them by trade, not by single issues. So this is like in the future of where I'm at now. So, I mean, it doesn't really give anything away. It wasn't that big of a deal, but there are some characters introduced in here. Well, I shouldn't say introduced, but that are in this that haven't been brought in yet in where
like,
I'm currently
like when
at.
She's doing her origin sort of sideshow introductions.
Yeah, when she like gets rid of that guy's chicken wings. Like,
oh, Toolbox?
He's not in the story yet where I'm at.
Does he show up in the story yet where you're
well,
at?
Well, this is the story. You know what I'm saying? Like this.
No.
Yeah, this is not
no,
starting.
I mean, no, I'm not saying no. I'm saying I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that at the point I'm at, he's not in the story yet.
Right, but is he ever going to be in the story that you're reading?
Yeah, that's this.
Are you sure?
100%. 99%. Because, only because she owns that building in Jersey. Her best friend is the midget Danzig that lives downstairs that
right.
runs the freak show. Her best friend is always, you know, Poison Ivy and Power Girl. That Harley Quinn and Power Girl came out of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all intertwined, and this is just continuing on the story, in my opinion, because it's all exactly what's going on in that book. You can tell. So that's just a little.
Well, there might be other characters, obviously.
Well, I'm sure there will be, but I'm like a trade or two behind. I only read the first two trades.
Oh, so maybe what's his actual? Is it Red Tool?
I don't know. I thought that was a Deadpool fucking
yeah.
like rip on.
But she calls him Toolbox.
I don't think that's his name. She calls him a lot of things in this
yeah,
book, and
I like
I don't think any of them are his real name because he keeps saying, "Will you please call me by my real name?" And she goes, "Nope."
Oh, okay.
Although, I mean, as far as a Harley Quinn story goes. It's
typical.
Yeah, it's what it should be. I like it, but I don't like looking into the future of stories I'm still in the middle of, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to, well, I guess that's your fault for being behind.
Well, it's my fault for being poor and buying too many books.
True. I can attest to that with the Rebirth.
Yeah. Well, you know what else is weird?
Seriously, like 50 bucks a week.
Here's what's really weird. It's super nice out today, so I turn off the air and open the windows, and now that I'm sitting on
right.
this side of the room, it's super hot.
No, I just got a little muggy.
So, anywho, I know you haven't really read, even though you keep saying you're going to read those Harley Quinns, I know you haven't
I'm not
yet.
Gonna.
So, well, you read this.
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
No, I liked it. I think the art's pretty good. It's.
I dig it.
I'm normally, my normal Harley experiences are Suicide Squad based only. The only stuff I've ever even seen was your Harley Quinn or Harley Quinn and Power Girl. I think I picked up a couple of those, but I never really got overly into them. But, yeah, I like the book. Spoiler alert, there's aliens and zombies. Or aliens slash zombies.
Alien who eventually apparently contaminated people.
Actually, it's worth reading just for that silly thing. But I do know that most of her books are silly and or parodies of most things that are going on, and this kind of follows suit. So, again, I think the art's actually pretty good. I like it better than I thought she was going to be depicted in Suicide Squad. So far, so good.
I'm actually, I wish we were talking about the two Suicide Guacamole. I wish we were talking about the two Suicide Squad books back to back, but
we can't.
You know, well, they're 2 weeks apart.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, anywho, Harley Quinn, you got a number?
I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed with it, so I'm gonna give it a 7.
I'm easy 8, only because I'm familiar with a lot of the characters. Like I said, not all of them, but most of them, and I think it's hilarious that like her main like maintenance guy for the building is a midget Danzig.
He is actually a pretty good character.
And you should see some of the other. Well, whatever.
And again, just I know you and I have like harped over it like a jillion times, but I mean, I still feel that
catapults him to the.
That's
why does it smell like cat poop,
dude? That whole scene is actually yeah. That whole page of panels is actually pretty hilarious. So I mean, it's typical comedy. There was a couple like semi Harrison Ford references.
I didn't.
Was that? No, that wasn't that book. We'll get to that book in a minute.
Yeah, that was.
I'm sorry. I actually wrote that down. Birds of Prey. My fault. Week 11. So, anyways, yeah, that was, like I said, not a bad book. And also, that same week, we got the Suicide Squad Rebirth one shot. So, let's move right into that.
Okay, so my problem with this one, and I don't want to say problem, but this one, it's basically the formation of the beginnings of Suicide Squad. And, you know, it opens up with. A little actually meeting between Waller and Obama, which was kind of interesting, but whatever, you know.
I hate the depiction of Amanda Waller in this one. She's kind of frumpy, kind of chunky and older, and I just don't like it.
Here's the one thing that
you're not reading this current Suicide Squad where you know, the other book, that the all new Suicide Squad that's out right now. Amanda Waller is more of like a Maria Hill,
right?
Of S.H.I.E.L.D., like an agent slash director slash I get out there and whip a little ass. And in this book, I mean, now the movie, Viola Davis is obviously not an agent and out there whipping ass, but she's capable. She's not just, I don't know, I didn't hate her. I just noticed it and eh. But other than that, the art's spot on in the book. But go ahead.
No, it is. Now, I know these aren't going to mirror the movies, and I know they're not necessarily whatever, but like I said, I'm not like Captain Suicide Squad, but I've never heard of a beginnings or origin of this where Rick Flag is in Guantanamo.
No, that actually, the original one is something similar to that. And it actually, the way they did it was pretty good because he's in there for the right reasons.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He disobeyed kind of a Captain America situation where the orders from up high were actually bad for the soldiers on the ground, let's just say.
Right, and he made the call to not go in, even though his guys went anyway.
And then they sent him in anyways, and everybody got killed, so he was actually ultimately correct, blah, blah, whatever. So, the other thing in that book was, they're chasing down Metagene Bomb. If you recall.
Right.
You got the book over there.
Correct.
But there was one thing to that. Do you remember how basically this bomb turns people into metas for 36 hours, and if you already are a meta, it deactivates your meta-ness?
Correct.
But what about when they blow the bomb up around Harley and Deadshot and them, and they don't get the meta-ness for 36 hours?
I thought about that.
You know what I mean? And if you're going to blow up a bomb in a city, and then it'll deactivate all the heroes and these guys can swoop in. Well, what about the other 2 million people you just turned into metahumans then, right?
Right.
I mean, there's a little plot hole in that, but because it's actually kind of a huge one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So now you just gave Batman superpowers? What, are you out of your fucking mind?
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it'd be awesome for Batman, but for the...
It would be awesome for Gotham.
For the bad guys that thought they were going to stroll in and kick a little ass. I don't know. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was, I guess, underwhelming as a book. But you know what? And what do you think, dude? Like, haven't these one-shots been disappointing?
Well, because they have nothing. They don't lead into anything.
Right.
They don't match up with anything. They're just fucking there.
And sometimes,
like, the characters don't even look the same in the same, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Dude, and read this book, and again, we're just gonna go back to back. This was week 9. The week 11 is Suicide Squad number 1. doesn't even pick up where this one left off. It's basically almost another starts origin. Over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was borderline silly. Let's just number this and then we'll talk about Suicide Squad number one. And I'm going to give this one... Actually, I'm going to give it a 6.5, which is against my... I should go lower, but I am a Suicide Squad fan, so I'm going
to... I was just at a 6.
Yeah. I mean, realistically... I probably go lower, but being the fan that I am of Suicide Squad before the movie, FYI, everybody.
Right.
But just, I don't know, that's my feeling.
Because you started reading them to get prepared for the movie?
But side note, though. Okay, now, we've talked about this before, and what are your thoughts? Should they have just made Floyd Lawton a black guy?
In the comics?
Yeah. In the rebirth.
Honestly, I don't care.
But I mean, same thing with, like, Aquaman. They had an opportunity. They're doing these movies, and the movies are supposed to be comic related, and so much more comic related than Marvel's been doing. Like, you had an opportunity to make Aquaman long haired and rugged, and kind of change his look, and you don't. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like this whole rebirth thing. You're giving yourself that complete, like, we can do whatever we want. This is awesome. And you know, they're just, it's kind of status quo.
I'm just going to say this and be done with it.
Do it.
I've said the same thing when it comes to the TV shows and the movies. Why not use the same fucking actors? And you and Brian are just like, well, you know, you kind of got to keep them separate and do this. And okay, so why wouldn't you just keep.
Why don't you just jam your
fist into your earballs?
I had an ear hole itch.
That was weird.
Never mind.
I thought it was like in reference to what I was talking about.
Oh,
like,
I'm plugging my ears?
Yeah.
I don't want to listen.
La, 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 la.
They can't match up on TV and movies, but in movies and comics, they should be the same.
No, I don't. I wouldn't mind them matching up the movies as well, right. But again, it's...
I'll say my definitive piece on any of this.
We don't get to decide.
I don't care the race and gender of any of these people.
Oh, I'm not saying I do. Don't. Now you're making me the guy.
I'm just saying, hashtag racist.
Oh, hashtag, you had an opportunity to sort of revamp some of these characters.
Right. No, I agree. No, I don't, but whatever.
But no, I mean, I'm just saying, you had an opportunity, and again...
If they were connected more, I'm all for it, but they're obviously completely...
Well, even these comics aren't... All the Rebirth comics aren't connected, and that's...
Well, and that's another annoying thing, because they're supposed to be.
And we have 9 books to get through, so...
And here's the thing. Suicide Squad one-shot and Suicide Squad number one... Those have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Not only do the characters look
differently,
right?
But it's like a second origin now,
right?
Where Rick Flag has nothing to do with Guantanamo. Well, you still get the frumpy Waller.
He's sort of already in, but is he? Was he? It's semi confusing. I will say right off the bat, I like Suicide Squad number one better than Suicide Squad the one shot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? I feel like. And this is just like, I think we were talking about it before with one of those other books. Actually, like the Harley was almost more of a one-shot. Some of these, you could have used a one-shot and didn't. And some of these, you shouldn't have used a one-shot and did. So I don't understand the rationale.
As far as I'm concerned, they should not have done one-shots on anything.
They should have just started everything number one. Let's go with it. Yes. You know what I mean? Oh, you're giving me the big rebirth. Rebirth has been around for 10 weeks, and now this guy's got a rebirth. Anyways, so in Suicide Squad number one... Kind of same scenario. This time we get introduced June Moon, right? She comes in, but not really with anything in particular.
She's just a human until the very, very end, I believe.
Maybe.
But it does focus on Deadshot a lot.
Well, I was going to get to that part. They sort of give you the Deadshot origin after. Like, you get your story. All right, next week we got this, whatever. And then after that, flip the page, and it's kind of like the Deadshot... This is how I got here, origin, which I'm not sure if it actually matches up with previous origin stories. Who really cares?
It doesn't matter, because right there, that panel on top is dope.
Which one?
This one right here.
Oh, yeah.
The one on top.
I can't see from there. I get glares and stuff. But yeah, no, that actually, I do like it. I'm actually, what do you think? Do you think the number two is going to feature somebody else?
I'm almost wondering if they're going to keep doing an origin of a specific person in each one.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe next time you get the Croc story. Like, how did he...
Which, and again, I've never been the biggest, like, I'm not trying to say I was the biggest Killer Croc fan, but, like, he's in all of these books, he was in the movie, and he's still a background. Like, let's see more about him.
He does throw up in his spacesuit.
He does.
Which was actually kind
because
of
Suicide Squad in space. Sounds like they're going after Jason, doesn't
Why
it?
Why wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't they be?
Jason X? Remember the best movie ever?
Hey, he just wants his machete.
Inside joke.
So, anywho. Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood of the 7 to 7.5 on this one. It was better than the one-shot by far, and I'm interested to see what they're going to do with it. It's weird that they're still running concurrent with the all-new Suicide Squad, which also has stuff going on right now. So, I don't know how... You know, like, you're reading the Harley books, which are still going on, correct, and now Harley has another thing. So it's kind of a weird mashup for some of this stuff, but we'll see how it plays out. But so far, the number one is much better than the one shot, but that's not really saying a whole hell of a lot. So I'll go ahead and just give it an even 7. That's about all it's worth.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was actually going to agree with that. And again, not that it's bad. It's better than the one shot, but still... You don't need two separate origin stories 2 weeks apart. It's
right.
Kind of stupid.
And then going on the inaugural mission 2 weeks in a row, you know. So the other ones that came out on week 9 were Aquaman number 4, Batman number 4, Green Arrow number 4, Green Lanterns number 4, Justice League number 2, Nightwing number 2, and Superman number 4. I know. So there's a lot going on. Most of these titles we're going to try and review. I don't think we'll podcast obviously all of them at all, but a couple of them that we like, we might get into probably either after number 5s or the number 10s. We'll put them up on the site and try and get some type of a base review going. It's going to be next to impossible for two guys to review all these, so we'll get as much as we can as often as we can. So anyways, let's move on to week number 10.
So the first one that you have on my pile here is All-Star Batman number 1.
Yep.
It's the fanciest one.
It's like shark skin cover.
Yeah.
Ain't it?
It's weird. I don't know why that's a thing.
I bitched about this before, dude. Like, so all these Rebirth books, the big pitch was, oh, $2.99, it's awesome. And then, you know, everything came out with everything's got a variant cover. Okay, well, I'm not going to buy every single copy of every single book. I thought I was gonna, but it's just getting ridiculous, so I'm not going to. Well, then here comes All-Star Batman number 1, which he doesn't get a one shot. Whatevs. What's the price tag on that book?
$4.99.
So that's not $2.99. And then on top of that, there's the base cover plus 5 variants. You're talking about $30 if you wanted to get all the different copies of this book.
5 times 5 is only 25.
That cover plus 5 variants.
Oh, I thought
so. Okay. 5 times 6 is almost 30 because it's $4.99. So, anywho, the point is, though, that's effing ridiculous for All-Star Batman, which, to be honest, wasn't that great of a book, in my opinion. I mean, I take that back because it actually isn't bad. I actually like the story. I don't like the fact that it's yet one more thing that Batman's doing in this rebirth, which, if you've been paying attention, he's doing everything, and none of it is...
Linked?
Not even linked. It's not even... You know, in one of these, he's half dead, and one of these, he's captured, and one of these, he's hanging out with this guy, and one of these, he's hanging out with... It's just, he's all over the board, and there's just no continuity with Batman, and it's super-duper annoying.
So, yeah. Back to the All-Star Batman number 1. It's a really thick book. It's basically...
It's got a lot of words.
Two-Face basically has put out a contract on Batman, and everybody's trying to kill him.
He kind of does the movie SWAT, where when he gets captured, he basically just blurts out like $2 million to whoever can
get me out of here,
save me, yeah. You know? And so everyone starts coming out of the woodwork, which I kind of dug. I mean, like I said, the story actually isn't the worst.
No, it was really good. What bothered me, though, is just past the halfway point, the story's over, and then a second story kicks in.
Yeah, with this Duke guy, who, Scott, I think you were the one that said I might be eating those words or whatever, but actually the yellow suit does look a little better when it's actually in action. What do you think?
I agree.
You know what I mean? When the helmet's actually on, it's kind of, his suit actually is, I was hating on Duke's suit before with the yellow, but in action, you know, there's a little bit of stuff. I kind of, all right, I'm into it.
I just don't get...
But it's a completely separate story. Yeah. Starts about a little more than halfway through with Batman and Duke, and it's completely unrelated to what's going on with Two-Face, so it's not like it's even a thing.
Yeah. It's just completely
separate.
And it
seems like it's a completely different bad guy or whatever's going on with the self-inflicted, or not self-inflicted, but the
cuts.
The cutting or whatever.
Which is an amazing way to do it.
I'm not saying
it ain't. The story rules.
I'm not saying it ain't also another cool story, but it's like, dude, you can't. You couldn't have. There's another Batman book. There's Stupid Detective.
Right. You got 37
new
books
coming out. But there's so much shit going
on
with Batman.
Yeah.
That you got to put two stories in one book. You can't just save that for 6 weeks from now.
Right.
And after Two-Face.
Clean up this Two-Face thing and then find the sliced up people.
You know, the problem is, individually, I would probably give each of those stories with the art and the concept and all the stuff, all Rebirth aside, I'd give them probably both an 8 easily.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that book a 6. And that's, again, generous, but I think the art is actually amazing. The book cover is great. I should deduct a point because the thing's $5, but I'm going to leave it at a 6.
See, I was going to go with a 7. It, like, if there were two separate books, it would
be higher, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And
but
again,
if you're going to make it that thick and make it that price, you better fill out that one story.
Yeah, so you're giving me two stories in one, that's why I got to pay more money and get all the extra variants?
Yeah.
Just come out with All-Star Batman and Super Batman or something. Because, you know, don't forget, Batman Beyond's coming pretty soon, too. So there's going to be yet another Batman-based book. That's going to be four of his own.
You get All-Star Batman and Home Run Derby Batman. Just saying.
So, wait, what did you give it? You gave it a 7, right? I gave it a 6 and a 7. Oh, and look out for Alfred in that book, huh?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Nice.
Moving on. Deathstroke.
I was just looking at this, and I'm like, man, I haven't read this in weeks. And I opened it up like, hey, I read this an hour ago.
Deathstroke Rebirth, the one-shot. Actually, probably, I might venture to say one of the better one-shots so far. Not too bad.
No, yeah, definitely.
Art's good. Deathstroke's awesome.
It's a nice mixture origin of Deathstroke, basically.
Yeah. Deathstroke's always been a pretty cool character, I guess.
Yeah, it's like the current story, but there's a lot of flashbacks to him and his...
Right. It's almost... I mean, reading that book, it's almost like you can picture it, you know, on live screen somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's sort of got that feel to it, which I actually kind of dug. And again, like I said, Deathstroke's actually a pretty cool character. I really like him. I fell off. I was reading some of the current stuff, but I kind of got off of it since I'm on all this Rebirth stuff and a couple of Marvel titles.
Huh.
So... But basically, it's just kind of an origin, not even really an origin, more of a, this is what I'm doing now.
It's,
you know?
Yeah, it's almost looks more into his personal life with him camping with his kids and whatnot. And...
Right, and how he was used to be a dick.
Used to be?
Kind of, well, yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys, he's still a dick, so. I guess there's really not a whole lot to talk, because there's not really a story so much fleshing out so far. It seems like they didn't really ever pinpoint a location, which is weird because all the other books always pinpoint locations, but he seems to be in, I would venture to say, the continent of Africa somewhere. And, he's involved in different warlord struggles to some degree. The book's kind of interesting. I'm interested to see what happens. I'm wondering if Deathstroke number one is going to pick up with this. So stay tuned for that in a couple of weeks.
Yar.
We'll find out. I'm going to give that book a 7.5.
I can agree. Nice and simple.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad. So, next in the pile.
Red Hood and the Outlaws, number one. Budda, 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 budda. It's on the first page.
Sorry. Honestly, I'm increasingly impressed with Red Hood so far.
No, I agree. Yeah, this one...
I kind of love the fact that... And it's kind of...
And this is what I like the most. They reference...
Stuff.
The one shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which the other ones don't seem to
do. This is
so why do some of them reference some of them don't?
Exactly, dude. Like, some of the stuff runs perfectly concurrent, and some of it is like, that thing never happened. What are you talking about? What do you mean? You know?
This one, actually, for me, it's really similar to the Deathstroke one, where you get some of his childhood back in the orphanage.
Jeez, dude, the Louise. Jason Todd story right now, for me, I think I think Red Hood's killing it. I think I might, I know that there's been he's had a very serious following for a long time, and I'm sorry, like, I'm jumping on the bandwagon on this one. I'll admit it. I'm normally not that guy, but yeah, I'm jumping on the Red Hood bandwagon right now. Jason Todd's awesome.
Plus the ending.
Which one? Let me see. Oh, yeah. So we're going to have, He's going to have some Amazonian conflicts, which actually that's a pretty big name in the Wonder Woman world.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I do love the fact that Red Hood and Nightwing are still doing their own thing, not necessarily checking in with Batman, but under the eye of Batman. Yeah. But they really also don't really care what he thinks so much as they almost...
Yeah, they're not in training anymore. They're more or less like proteges.
Right, but they still seek approval, but they really don't care what he thinks. It's kind of weird, but I kind of dig it. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And then I don't know if you read the second issue of Nightwing yet, but it's pretty good. The Nightwing and the Red Hood books, I think you should make sure that they're in the pile of read these ones. Yeah.
Outside of that small pile right there that I purchased a week ago, I'm all caught up with all of my single issues. That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I mean, and again, for anybody that is listening, some of these books are definitely going to be some of our features that we are going to be completely reading through. And
oh, yeah.
I guarantee that Red Hood and I guarantee that Nightwing are probably going to be two that we talk about again.
I would imagine Aquaman, too.
Yeah, so far, so good with that.
Right.
Not going to lie.
I agree.
So far, so good. And again, anyways.
Anyways, numbering.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going crazy with it. I'm going 8.5 on Red Hood.
Well, I was just going to go 8, but now I feel like whatever. But I'm just going to stick with an 8 because
it's fine. 8's a good number.
It's been 2 weeks since I read it, so I don't want
to. No, and I've been loving the art. I've been loving that Black Mask character. He's kind of got that Kingpin from Daredevil, the show vibe, right? Like, hey, I'm actually trying to save this city, just hey, so you I'm guys all know. Here. Yeah, hey. I love this city.
I'm Red Hoodin' here.
You know, he refers to the city as her, you know what I mean? And that he's trying to help her, the city. So I don't hate him.
Liar.
So, next up on the docket is
Superwoman.
Which, two things right off the bat. A, I really like this book.
Yeah, I agree.
B, it also has nothing to do with any of the Superman stories that are going on right now, and it's freaking driving me crazy, right?
Yes. Well, this one, it's called Superwoman, but I guess it should be called Superwomen. Lois and
Lana Lang.
And Lana live on a farm somewhere. Somehow they both have powers. One's had them longer.
From when Superman basically went supernova.
Right.
They inherited or absorbed.
Is it Lois now that has them under control and Lana's the one learning, or is that backwards?
The other way around. Okay. Lana had helped Superman, and now Lois seeks her aid as well, but also knows that she must have powers. That is kind of the premise, the setup, but they want to keep it under wraps until their training is done and blah, 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 yeah. And we get a little Superlex.
Because she still gets, you know, because she's not fully trained, she still gets nosebleeds when she tries to fly too much.
Right, yeah, she gets some of the...
Speed wobbles?
Yeah, call it, yeah, speed wobbles, I like it. But yeah, art is amazing.
Oh, again, yeah, fantastic.
I mean, I really, outside of a couple of characters I'd like to see a little different, most of the art, most of these books, hats off to the artist, really. I mean, some of these stories might be shit, but the art has been pretty well done. In my opinion.
Here's, right here, this panel section right here is my only problem with the book. Because basically there's this gigantic warship.
That with the bridge?
Has been taken over. Yeah, and it's about to like bump into this bridge and they're trying to stop it so it doesn't take the bridge down. And then the two of them just get between the bridge and the ship and push.
And they use the bridge as the stopper anyways.
Yeah,
so.
you're still
on the bridge.
Physics.
Yeah, you're still hitting the bridge.
But no, overall, I actually really enjoyed this.
I love Lana Lang's character.
Which one was she?
She's got the electro power, yeah.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing. Like,
yeah.
What am I looking to say? Like, just the different version of a Superman, Superwoman
type. Yeah, it's not the standard blue with the red cape.
And it's not your standard power. She's got, an electromagnet power along with some of her other powers. She might not have the super cold breath, but she's got an electrical charge she can do. So it's actually super good. And again,
Superwoman is super good.
Superwoman is super awesome. But no, I don't. Again, I confess I am not up on all of my Superman lore. But so far, this book is
one we'll probably stick with.
I was more impressed with the Superwoman book than any of the Kryptonian-based Rebirth. Let me put it that way.
Word.
Out of all of them. So, and I'm going to give this one number one, which was, there's no one shot. It's just, this is the first book. I'm going to give that one an 8.52.
I'm gonna go crazy balls here, and I'm giving it a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Just, the art was good. The art actually,
the Electro Superwoman was,
yeah, everything, what did it. And the story's good, and again, the only problem I have is that a lot of this story doesn't line up. And here's the deal, Scott. Which Lois is that?
This one.
Exactly. He pointed at this book, because in every other book, we don't even know what frickin' universe she's from. It's some alternate dimension. It's like, what's going on here?
All right, here's one of the things I like the most about the book before we move on.
Yeah.
The opening sequence is they're just working on the farm.
Yeah.
And Lois is holding up a tractor with one hand. And what's the first thing Lana says? Oh, don't hold it by that part because you're going to break it. Right. I.e., someone finally recognizes if you're not holding it by the frame, you're doing it wrong.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, that I thought was
kind of. And then they use a bridge to stop a battleship.
Shut up.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that was actually a pretty good scene. So, that was the conclusion of the week 10 number ones. Also, that came out on week 10 was Action 961, Detective 938, which Detective is actually a pretty good book. Where are you? Have you gotten into that at all? That's the,
nope.
You know, the team up Clayface.
I'm
blah, blah,
pretty
blah.
Much at this point only doing all number ones. The number ones because you took the rest home.
Yeah, Detective is probably one that we're going to stick with. Also came out was Flash number 4, Green Lantern.
Lantern?
Hal Jordan and the Cream. Gee, many Krispies. Yeah. And Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, number 2, came out. New Superman, number 2, which I'm going to go out on a limb right now and tell everybody out there, don't bother.
Which one?
The new Superman in China.
Oh.
That number 2 was just as bad or worse as number 1. So, moving on. And Wonder Woman number 4 came out. So that is the conclusion of what was out on week 10 and what we will probably be following going forth. Though I'll put a review out for Superman, all new Superman, but it's not going to be awesome. So moving on to week 11, what do you got in the pile?
We have Batgirl and the Birds of Prey number 1, and we have Supergirl Rebirth one shot.
And Suicide Squad number 1.
We already talked about it.
Oh!
Hey!
Hey, boobity bobbity.
Bibbity boobity, rewind it and listen, go!
Yeah. So, Batgirl, Birds of Prey.
Batgirl, Birds of Prey. This is another one. It literally picks up after the one shot.
Like this book a lot.
I did like it a lot.
I told you would.
But it's just annoying that it literally like picks up mid-action from the one shot.
Dude, I mean like dead nuts. Like, let's get the Huntress.
So, if you're going to do that for one, you should do that for all.
I don't. I could.
I love fucking, like, Batgirl's expressions.
Dude, her expressions. Flip to the part I was laughing at before. Remember when Huntress and Batgirl are talking and Black Canary's in the background? Just making, like, a derp face?
Yeah, like every other panel.
I love that. The book is good. Barbara Gordon has a quote that I actually wrote down because it's hilarious. That, if it's not on fire, it's not Gotham. Like, I thought that was awesome. Like, she said, oh, this is a quote. You know, it's not. She's like, all right, I confess. I'm the one that wrote that. You know, I don't know. It's just a lot of good panels in this book. A lot of good panels.
Yeah. And I'm really. And this is another one of those books that they bring in a quote-unquote villain that is not really known. Like, who right. is this dude with the snakes?
The Asp.
I like it.
Yeah, no, you know?
And who's the guy
that's the panel right there.
And who's the guy controlling him? Or I should say the lady.
Fennis is the woman Fennis?
Yeah.
Was that established?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, this book picks right up with the whole, we're trying to find the Oracle, we're not all friends yet, we might team up, we might not, we might punch each other in the face, we might just get in a pillow fight, which I'm voting for pillow fight. But anyways, art again is very well done. I like everything about this book. This is another book that obviously we're all going to keep up on. And I know that you're into the Black Canary with the whole, the new stuff with the rock star and all of that.
I believe that's over.
Yeah, right. I started it, but I know you kept up with it for a while.
Till the end.
But this book's good. Huntress is, again, a character that I always liked from back in the day. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about here. I think the book's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too much into it, but yeah.
Storyline's good. Not a lot of holes in the story. I mean, it's just, it's well done.
It's fantastic, yeah, absolutely. Really.
I'm actually, I don't want to give it a better rating than Red Hood, but I'm gonna give it a 9, dude. I'm so far, so good.
I'm going to go right where I went with Superwoman and go 9.
Yeah, so obviously, so as of, unless Supergirl one-shot does better, which it's not going to.
I haven't read this thing in weeks. Oh, wait, I read it this morning.
Yeah, again, Batgirl, Birds of Prey is definitely, so far I like it better than the actual Batgirl book, the other one, which actually wasn't bad either, though. I'll have to go back and see what we gave it, but I know that was ranking high, so. Yeah. Out of the Bat Family books, well, actually, most of the, you know, strangely enough, most of the Bat Family books have been awesome, except for Batman's.
Right.
In my opinion.
And it's not that they're terrible, but there's always something terrible about it.
The incontinuity. Where all of these Bat Family books, and I hate to keep using that term, keep their own continuity, Batman is just peppered about, and I don't know, I just, it gets annoying. So let's move on to Supergirl Rebirth, which is the one shot, which is the last book on the list. So if you're still with us, you're doing good.
Ugh. So this is a one shot, and it picks up.
Man, I love it and I hate it, so I'm just saying it.
Well, it picks up where they're put, where they're in Argo City in the past, and Zor-El is banishing Lauron to the Phantom Zone.
Because he's cursed with red kryptonite.
Meanwhile, in the present, Supergirl is just on Earth only for a short period of time, but she has no powers. In order for her assigned parents to get her help retrieving her powers, they take her ship and launch it into the sun. And then the Phantom Drive.
And here's the best part. In the hopes that it'll work. So we don't even know if it's going to work, but let's just shoot you into sun. And hopefully, like, either your powers are coming back or we'll see you in Valhalla. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Kind of. I'm such a big fan of the TV show, and I know you are too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what made this book such a letdown for me.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, you know, there's different variations in the different origins is. But if right now the strongest one going is from the TV show where she came as, you know, a young teenager.
Right, 12, 13.
And then, but in this book, she comes as like 16, 17 years old.
Right.
She comes with no powers.
Well
Superman's already dead.
And I hate to, I don't want to give a whole, well, who cares? The problem I had was Eliza Danvers keeps referring to her as her daughter, but then they keep referring to the fact that Kara Zor-El has only been on Earth for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like, you keep making these like funny, like, oh, now I know what it's like to have a kid that's doing stuff. And it's like, no, you don't. You got assigned this alien 2 weeks ago. You don't even know her. You know what I mean? What, you just taught her English?
Yeah.
Oh, because she makes a comment like, oh, I might not know where you're from, but I recognize Kryptonian. That was my daughter's first language. What, 2 weeks ago you had a daughter, got a daughter that's 16, and you taught her English, and then she lost her powers, and then you shot her in the sun. Yeah, fucking mom of the year. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Just, right? It was just,
no, I know.
It was just so sporadic, and here's the worst part is, flip through them pages, man. The art on Supergirl herself is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every image of her is, the book is done, like, illustrated, colored, and inked top-notch. Top out of most of the books going right now.
But the plot's got more holes than Swiss cheese.
It's the worst. The story is so, so bad. And by so bad, I mean just so...
Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning
but
terrible.
And again... Scott, I know that we don't want it to be the same as TVs and movies and stuff, but like, you have this whole show thing, which a lot of people are 100% behind right now that might not have been Supergirl fans before, that some of those people might go pick up this book and be like, well, this is dumb. It's got nothing to do with the show. And I'm not saying make it like the show. I'm just saying,
keep this origin similar.
Yeah, like, you have a Supergirl that's been on Earth for 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, she's proud to be an American. No.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, she's Like, you just put her in school as her cover job? Right. I don't know.
It's
just...
It's been more than 2 weeks, but it has not been that long.
No, it literally says 2 weeks on there.
Where?
They reference the word, the number two in weeks. I know for a fact. They say 2 weeks in there somewhere. That she's been on Earth for 2 weeks. For real. And if they didn't specifically say... If they would have said 2 months... 2 months ain't even enough. 2 years. You know what I mean? For Eliza and Jeremiah Danvers to be like, this is our daughter.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Point being, in the book, she hasn't been here that long. And when they launch her, what did I say it was? The plasma drive?
Phantom drive.
Phantom drive opens up some kind of a weird portal at the launch site, which brings... What was his name?
Lar-On. Brings, out of the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, basically. Brings Lar-On out of the Phantom... And basically what these the red kryptonite infected him to do was turn into a werewolf.
Werewolf, yeah.
So then he's like screaming at everybody like, I'm not trying to fight you, but they keep shooting. So he's like, fuck it, you want the monster?
Yeah.
And then Supergirl flies out of the sun and saves the day, but it's
she speaks Kryptonian, so they talk, and she basically talks down.
Got coffee.
Yeah.
You want to see a movie sometime?
Yeah, so I wish the story was just done a little bit differently. I mean, you had an opportunity again to make something
of yourself.
I'm not saying tie it into the show, and I understand maybe these people are trying to specifically not be like that, but you have to understand that at this point in time, a lot of people probably went out and picked up this book and aren't going to pick up the number two or even the number one, because this is only the one shot, a lot of people probably aren't even going to pick up the number one because they were expecting a slightly different Supergirl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just, who wants to see Supergirl when she's 16 years old in high school when you have, and Superman's dead, when you have Supergirl who's 24 years old with her cousin still alive on the TV show and stuff and things is happening and it's awesome and everyone likes it and people are on board and... I don't know. I feel like another missed opportunity, and it's a shame because I'm one of those people that love the Supergirl show. I know you do too. So it's just, again, that's maybe I'm just being a baby about it. But
well, I mean, you do have a pacifier.
I am being a baby a little bit, but I think that even if there was no Supergirl TV show, I don't think I would love this book anyways.
No, I mean it's.
I would love the art still, nonetheless. The art Supergirl is drawn amazingly.
The whole book is drawn really well.
Yeah, even the background characters are actually like meticulous. It did stand out. I mean, I like the art on like Batgirl Birds of Prey, but this actually blows every book of this 3 week span out of the water as far as art goes. But unfortunately, I'm still gonna give it. I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, me too.
I take the story out, I give the book a 9.5. Just based on all the other stuff, but that story is so terrible. It's so just all over the board. I'm so disappointed with it. There was a couple others like that so far, and this is... I'm hoping the number one, and as the story moves on, it gets a little better. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on board with, 90210 Supergirl. I don't think I'm going to. So, yeah. But I'm going to try. I promise.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Meh.
Oh, so that was week 11. The other ones we had out, we finally got to the number 5 on a couple. Aquaman number 5, Batman number 5, Green Arrow number 5, Green Lanterns number 5. Harley Quinn number 2 came out. Justice League number 3, Nightwing number 3.
God, I'm so behind on all of them.
And Superman number 5. So that was that. Next week is going to be the one everyone's looking for, Blue Beetle.
Yay.
But that's also one shot.
Boo.
I know. Deathstroke, number 1, should be pretty good. If the story picks up now, which seems like it should, right?
A lot of them seem like they should.
That Deathstroke book, I don't know. We were both happy with the way it started out, so I'm see, but again though, Scott, like I don't forget it.
Meh.
The Green Lantern Corps, number 3, Detective 939, which Detective's been pretty good so far. I'm actually into it. Hellblazer number 1, which we did the one shot a couple weeks ago, wasn't bad. I don't know. I don't remember if you loved it or not, but Constantine.
Well, I was making faces at this.
At your own doodles?
No, it's Brian's stuff.
At Pure Rock Fury. The Flash number 5, Titans number 2, and Wonder Woman number 5 next week. So probably the week after, we'll probably do another podcast. Once we get week 13, we'll probably get a couple more number ones coming out and be back on it. And then we'll start doing some series reviews on some of those ones that we like a little more than others.
Sweet. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up our rebirth for the week. Remember, that was, what, 8, 9, and 10?
Nope, 9, 10, 11.
9, 10, 11. So, it seems like the last couple of weeks we've been doing these every other week. So, maybe next week, but definitely 2 weeks.
I think it's going to be every other week, probably going forward, just as we get some of these. Because the number ones are dwindling, but we're getting enough of series books that we can actually have something to talk about.
Sweet. So there you have it. You can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can go to reviewandroast.com to check out our written reviews and other podcasts. You know what? And speaking of podcasts, you can go there and check out our interview with AZ Power Girl. Very interesting podcast. Pretty good stuff. I would definitely recommend checking that out.
And most of the links to most of this stuff is on the Facebook page. So don't forget, if you're on Facebook, you should be liking the Review and Roast Facebook page. Just go type in Review and Roast and they'll bring you
Facebook.com/Review and Roast.
Or that.
Yep. So other than that, have a good week.